as recently, a doctor shares photos of his expensive clothes on Weibo, which has triggered controversy online. So people are saying that this is a show-off of wealth, and that enrages people in the first place. And also, when it's a doctor doing that, people get extra furious. What's going on here?
Well, if you are talking about Mr. Ren Li Ming, who's been, you know, a hot topic because he's pretty fly for a doctor guy, apparently. Associate Chief Physician Ren Li Ming in a hospital in Chengdu, Sichuan Province, posted a photo of a new down jacket worth over 10,000 yuan. That's 1,453.7 U.S. dollars. On his verified Weibo microblogging account, he also posted other expensive brand clothes on his Weibo. His post soon went viral and attracted heated online debate, folks. Some netizens doubted why a physician spent this much money on clothes, and some thought it wasn't appropriate for a doctor to show off wealth. However, other netizens argued that he earned his money by his ability, and it is okay for him to spend the money in the way he wanted. The internet survey showed that actually over 90% of respondents support this pretty fly doctor.
Yeah. And also, I'd like to talk a little bit about he's where does he got all his money. And you see that at least I personally feel like it's really justified. So first, we talk about his yearly salary, which he earns from the from the hospital he was working. His yearly income as a doctor was over 200,000 yuan, which is not bad, I feel
like. It's not bad. But the average is like 77,000.
Yeah, it's not bad. But again, he's really senior and he's been doing this for quite a long time. And he lives in kind of a, I'm not going to say first tier, but at least second tier city. So it's okay. And then he got income from lectures. So he gives all lectures both online and offline. And then he has income from investment. He invested in a company run by his friends. He and a few other doctors open company. So it's investment. And also he got income from medical consultation, both online and offline, like using his knowledge to answer people's questions. So this is how he got all his money. We don't have information about the portion of how much money of every category, but apparently his yearly salary is not a big part of his yearly earning.
Yeah, that's interesting. And also, this guy went to, went through this process of publicizing his income stream in a way. So he's trying to probably quiet some of the qualms of other people.
What is different between this guy's not a priest. I can understand people's qualms with a priest using and being materialistic. But let's take one of these famous football players. I've never been a big soccer guy, but let's say a football player, a soccer player.
David Beckham.
David Beckham, when he was playing soccer. He probably was posted. I mean, him and his wife were probably out when the name brand stuff. Nobody's getting angry at this guy for being awesome at his sport. And now they're getting angry at a doctor. I would much rather have awesome doctors in my country spending money and supporting those guys rather than David Beckham, who I watch for entertainment. Doctors every day save lives. What kind of pressure is that on you as a person when life and death is in your hands? These people, of course, I do come from the U.S. where doctors are paid way more than this. And my sister, she's a doctor. You know, this being said, these people decide whether you live or die. I think they, in many cases, deserve more than just this kind of income and the ability to spend and live how they choose with whatever income they make through whatever means. Yeah, Hyung.
Yes, I think you raise a really good question. Also, that leads to my next question.
Yes.
Why is it that Chinese people are okay with the fact that a footballer earns a lot? Or sometimes people in many occupations earn a lot and then we don't ask questions. But why is it that it's a life-saving doctor earning a bit more or having a more of an ostentatious lifestyle and people are not okay with it? Why is that?
Yeah, I can provide you with two reasons. One is nicer and Y is a little more dark.
Let's go with the nice one. So
darker.
Let's pat it and then
ease
let's
us
go
into it.
Yeah.
Darker.
The nicer one is because it's true that when people try to find medical help, it's sometimes can be complicated and it can be expensive. So they feel like they're not getting the service they deserve or the help they deserve. They wanted to go treat their disease, but they feel like it's much too expensive and the queue is really long and the process is hard. They put in a lot of money and energy to cure their diseases. And then they feel like we've already paying so much and this is a basic human rights that we wanted to get better. And then they see a doctor earning a lot of money. They feel it's not okay. It's not equal. It's not all right. And my darker view is that because the football players, the actors, they are not earning money. Feel like they're not earning money from the public. It's not like my money go directly to them. We can see that they're earning a lot of money, but when I'm trying to go see a doctor, I feel like my money is going directly to the doctor's pocket, and he's showing off. I can accept that. That is my darker view.
People have to go see a doctor. People don't have to see David Beckham unless maybe he's on a TV, which makes those two different jobs and how they function very different, okay? This doctor's not just that. This doctor has a Weibo that has like millions of followers. He's one of the top 10 Weibo accounts for medical consultation. He is a David Beckham of what he does, okay? That being said, you know, you say that medical care is expensive. New Hongland, you will not find a bigger person that agrees with you or someone that agrees with you more than me. But that's not necessarily up to the doctor. That's up to pharmaceutical companies. That's up to the healthcare system that is implemented in your country. That's also probably up to a hospital, which I imagine is almost kind of like a firm for a lawyer. You make as much as what the hospital or the firm will pay you. You know, you can't just individually go save the world. You need the tools to be a doctor. A doctor is only as good as his x-ray machine that he allows to see and operate on you.
I totally agree with you, and I do think doctors should make more money. What I said before is just the speculation of why some people feel it's not okay that the doctor is making money. And I do have my own suspicion here towards this doctor who's showing off, because he says, according to him, the reason he's showing that he can make a lot of money is to encourage more students to learn to be a doctor. And he says it makes a long time and cost and a lot of money and energy to learn to be a doctor. But once you get there, once you've got your undergrads, get your master's degree, get your PhD, and get your 3 years of standardized training, which means you're already 30-something and started your first job as an intern, which makes no money at the first place, you will be able to make a lot of money in the future because you're a good doctor. But my argument here is that if you see how much money he makes only by being a doctor, it's not that much. It is maybe a lot for some people, but it's not really that
much.
But
because he's so good, he's able to have one of these top 10 Weibo accounts. That's not because he's just some Joe Schmo.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, what I'm going to say here is that I think this guy, his motivation for trying to get people into the medical degree, I think is, though some would say it's ethically different, money motivates people. And sometimes people that chase after money that are business leaders become one of the most successful business leaders in the world and add to a country's GDP. What's wrong with one of the best, men's health physicians, doctors, being motivated by his salary?
Yeah,
that's how people want to be the best. That's competition. That exists in business. That exists in doctors, too.
I get what you're saying, but I'm not saying the doctor is not doing the right thing or something. I'm just saying, in my mind, an ideal system would be hospital itself will offer good salary for doctors.
Yeah,
so they
totally
can concentrate on being perfect at what they're doing. They can concentrate on studying the foremost technology that will help them to help people better. They need to do their job 100%. They wouldn't be sorry, it shouldn't
be. You're feeling it.
It shouldn't be that they wanted to make more money, so they go to other ways to try to give lectures. They should be able to make the money only by saving people.
All right, I will agree with you that a doctor should never be a celebrity and a doctor. You should not be doing your job to
shouldn't have to be.
To up your celebrity status. You should be being a doctor. Maybe you make a lot of money, and maybe you like to take pictures and show off what you've got. That's your personal thing. I don't personally like it. But if you're a good doctor and you're saving people's lives, man, that's great. That is really great, because maybe some of those people wouldn't have that extra time on Earth because of how talented and great you were. But I do agree that hospitals should value their doctors more, so that they don't, if they don't want to do this to make a decent or income they like, they don't have to do this. Because at the same time, this guy's valuable. This guy's valuable in his field for anyone who has an ailment only he can cure. And he's here. And you know, and he's got these different side businesses to supplement, because maybe he's not being treated with the kind of the respect he deserves for how good he is in his profession from the hospital. New Hong Lin, I totally agree with you.
Thank you.
Hospitals do need to value their doctors accordingly.
I think our nation, everybody in our nation, should value our medical professionals better. And that's what I think really should be happening, because it's not something that only the hospital can solve in terms of, you know, raising the doctor's salary.
Yeah.
As Ryan, you quoted in the beginning, I think this guy earns 200,000 yuan a year.
Yes.
And he's an experienced doctor, and that's through totally legitimate means. That's what the hospital is paying him.
Mm-hmm.
That is very little.
Yeah,
when you look at the amount of time and training it takes for society to have a doctor, and a mature one. And I think the part that touched a nerve for Chinese people on the internet is that, first of all, we all know legitimate pay, revenue streams is limited. And when you see a doctor that earns a lot, immediately the alarm starts ringing. Where did he get the money?
Yeah.
But this is not a government official.
Or a priest.
This is a doctor. And he's publicized the information, so that should settle certain worries.
Yeah.
But there's always people asking the question about gray income. And I think it's terrible. Of course, there are some bad doctors who have bad ethics, but there are some other doctors who earn this little through legitimate means. And I'm not trying to find excuse for them, but these people need to be paid more. And also, we have a very touchy subject of a not very healthy relationship between the patient and the doctor. When the patient and the patient's family is so frustrated with the medical system, and you take it out on doctors and nurses who are on the front line working
literally
for you, saving
your families.
That is not the way to go. And that is an old but forever going topic that I think we will continue discussing on this show. But yes, we hope to see a more rational understanding of what our doctors are worth and how much they should be paid. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.